All right. Once again, you all are here, tuned in to another Watch for the Hook Wednesdays on the Watch for the Hook Business and Entrepreneur Podcast. This is a very special podcast for us because guess what, Ms. Plunkett? We are celebrating our 5-year business anniversary of the Watch for the Hook Business Apparel line.
That's half a decade.
Half a decade. And we wanted to thank everybody that supported us over this 5-year run. And as always, you can come by www.watch4thehook.com. Check out our latest apparel. Parker, how you feeling today?
I'm good.
So we are just going to give y'all some of the memories that we have of being in business for like the last, Ms. Parker said, the last half decade.
Is it memories?
Memories, issues, hooks.
Experiences,
highs, lows, all those good things. So, Ms. Parker, when you think about the journey you've been on with me since 2019, launched in 2020, what are some of the memories that come to your mind when it comes to being a business owner so far?
That's very, like, broad and general. You can go a couple of different ways. So, one thing I actually figured out that I like about the whole being in business aspect is the everything leading up to launch.
All the behind the scenes preparation.
Yeah, I guess I've kind of figured out, like, I'm really big on operations.
Okay.
And the whole process of operationalization, that is like the longest word, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I like that stuff. It gives you a chance to kind of play with ideas, tweak processes, just be creative, you know, try things. It gives you that chance to be like, I don't know if this will, you know, flip or flop, but either way, we're going to see what happens.
Yeah. I mean, just even thinking about that, when you're talking about, you know, the operationalization of being a business owner, you know, we produced almost like 30 products.
Mm-hmm. And it's really fun creating.
Yes, putting your creators on display.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we think about those things as we go from thinking about things differently to the body blow. Mm-hmm. Body blow was one of our first designs.
It was like literally one of the first one.
And you look at how we've gone through the creative process with our designers that we've used over the years.
Yeah.
Just even those aspects, like we said, we talk about from idea to implementation.
Mm-hmm. That's a very real thing.
And we've gone from idea to implementation over 20 times.
Right.
And so you got to think about that. That is at least 20 ideas that actually made it.
Right.
To being a actual produced product.
Right.
And honestly, we've done that a few more times because we have done some one-off products that me and Ms. Parker just kind of keep to ourselves.
I got on one now, actually.
Yeah, she's got on one, you know.
Pink hoodie crop top.
Yeah, that one just says, Watch for the Hook, established 2019. Which is actually true.
Yeah.
You know, but that design may still come out.
Right.
To the public.
Right.
You know, and I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
Because we own the line.
Yes.
We brought the ideas out, done the conceptualization, and we now make business products.
Right.
And we said, as being business owners, one of some of the best things you can ever do is have something that you thought up yourself.
Right, right.
Brought it to life, and then you distribute it for the masses.
Right. I mean, and sometimes, like with the one-offs, it's not even about mass distribution. It's just about the fact you did it. I did it. It's mine.
I can come back to it whenever I need it.
I can showcase it. I can show it off. I can wear it. I can share it. I can do whatever I want. It's mine. It's actually for me. I created this with me in mind, not an audience.
Exactly. But when you are your own walking billboard,
right?
Sometimes I let you know, mind it,
right?
So then you got to go think about it.
Yeah, you might have to make some tweaks. And some
might be like, well, maybe this could come out.
Yeah.
So, I appreciate that. For like you, that's one of the best things that you think of. Me, I always go back to the fact that, you know, just being a business owner means you got to be a little bit crazy.
Yeah, you kind of live by that.
Because you signed up for something didn't nobody ask you for.
Nope.
And
There's like, for the most part, there's like no real blueprint, especially if you know you didn't have a parent or a grandparent to steer you into, to bring you into. You don't have a blueprint. If you're starting from scratch, you know, you are creating the blueprint.
even this going back, and like I said, y'all know I do a lot of the social media work and stuff. And as I'm putting out our shorts and distributing our shorts, I go back and I look at videos that me and Miss Parker and podcast episodes we've recorded over the last 3 years. And I'm like, we say some certain things over and over again.
Yeah.
Because they need to be repeated.
Because they're just that important.
And under what you just said, we didn't have somebody
Mm-mm.
guiding us from the jump.
Mm-mm.
We were building the plane as we went, or as we say, we were fending for ourselves. And we've still talked about it. Technically, we're still fending for ourselves as business owners. And then we turn around now, and I was listening to another podcast, and there was an issue with a black entrepreneur who said, black businesses are cutting off their faces because they call themselves black businesses.
Mm.
And the sad thing about that is, me and Ms. Parker don't have to say the word black business mm-hmm. at all. You know why? Because we black. The world is going to group us into being a black-owned business.
Right, a minority-owned business, period.
Regardless, if we ever said, please come support our black-owned business. They are going to put the label of black on us regardless.
Right.
And even right now, we're in the second quarter of 2025, and they are stripping access to capital, which is something that we had to use up front for our business.
Right, right.
We had the Bank of Parker. And I keep telling everybody, a lot of people don't have the Bank of Parker.
Shoot, no, I ain't got the Bank of Parker.
Yeah.
Ain't no vaults there.
Who financed our business? We did. That's some of the stuff that I still not hold true to this day. 5+ years later, I'm like, we didn't get money to start Watch for the Hook.
No.
We spent our money to start Watch for the Hook. And when you spend your money,
hard-earned dollars,
you make goddamn sure you getting the best out of it.
That you know, you putting the work into it. Unless you just got a lot of money to bulk.
Yeah.
That's the case. You can just give it to me.
Yeah. Even like, let me see, just going back, looking at videos and things.
Yeah.
Sometimes start thinking like, man, you know, in 2024, we said that expansion was going to be one of the biggest things for the Watch for the Hook brand.
Uh-huh.
It happened.
Yes.
Legacy greater to me.
We did.
We've been talking about it for years. We lived up to that moniker that we put out. We said we're going to expand, and we've done it. A lot of businesses cannot say that.
Right.
And I felt like for our 5-year anniversary, that's something to highlight.
Absolutely.
That we have expanded the scope of Watch for the Hook apparel mm-hmm. business. Yeah, we expanded.
You're about to take, oh.
No, you got it.
Nope, I'm quiet.
We expanded Watch for the Hook in 2022.
Yes, we did.
With this podcast, that was expansion already. And even when I brought it to my wife, I said, you know, some YouTube said, I've been podcasting or head talking or making videos for 5 years.
Mm.
And then it lit me.
It lit you?
It hit me. Maybe we missed our 5-year anniversary. I said, damn.
He was busy.
Busy. And that's how life goes sometimes. Yeah. And I told her, I said, baby, we got to talk about this. Like, we can't let the 5-year go now. We ain't even said nothing. Like, how we, and we know life be life.
Right.
And the hooks keep coming. They don't take no days off. And I was like, man. We missed that early April launch in 2020.
We did, absolutely.
We should have had a balloon celebration, all kind of confetti thrown in the air. But you know what the real hook is? We're still working.
Right.
real hook. You're still working. You're still trying to bring this to the fruition that you wanted to get to. You want to give your customers the best experience they can with shopping with you, with interacting with mm-hmm. you. And even with you, like I can remember I had to bagel getting my wife on this podcast. It took me a minute, y'all. Y'all don't understand. She was like, "You're not getting on this.
Nope.
Here, camera." I said, "Baby, appreciate you. I need you on this here camera with me. Brighten up the room when you here, baby. Come on." That's expansion.
But I mean, even within this time frame, like it's the Watch for the Hook Business and Entrepreneur podcast, right?
Mm-hmm.
Within this 5 years, we have to really just hone in on that just business, right? We've expanded into other areas of business that are not associated with the apparel brand, right?
That is so true.
So it's just been expansion all over the place. And I could honestly say it's just been craziness all over the place, right?
Yeah.
Expansion equals craziness.
Because when you're expanding, you can't predict what happens
no.
in uncharted territory.
No, or if it's even going to work.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And the expansion in other business ventures, we can honestly say, has hampered Watch for the Hook.
I will agree to that. Yeah. It has hampered it because it's taken our energy and focus. You know, because you went from focusing on one thing, right?
Yes.
You added in the podcast.
You too.
Yeah. And then you add in a third piece. And that third piece has bigger liability associated to it, right? Yes. Which means it's a bigger risk, which also means it's a bigger return.
Yes. And if you listen a couple episodes back, we talked about liabilities over assets mm-hmm. or assets and liabilities, however you want to look at it.
Assets over liabilities, yeah.
Yeah. So go back and listen to that episode as well.
But, you know, it has, because it's taken some of the energy and the focus because of a different level of liability and risk that's associated with it. Yeah, you have to kind of, you know, move your resources around, pull resources from so that you can have other things start to move. Because, you know, at the end of the day, you got to touch all pieces every day.
Yes.
There's not a single day that every component is not touched for each one of those business ventures.
Oh, no, that is definitely true.
Right.
Like the way she's talking, the real estate business ventures, they have to have something dealt with almost every day.
Right.
And when you're dealing with that, they can zap the energy.
Right.
Away from what you would do normally with Watch for the Hook or the podcast. Like I say, we're just talking business. We're not talking about our lives. This is just the business part. Then you go back to your real lives. It takes time, effort, energy, yeah. resources as well. So you're being pulled from so many different directions.
You're still working. Like, you're still working a job. Yeah,
exactly. Everything still needs what? It's time. It's due diligence.
Yep, it needs its focus.
Effort.
When you touch it every day, it's getting nurtured a yes. bit.
And you know, that touching takes time.
It does. And it's taking time away from something else. So maybe what you had planned to work on for 5 minutes, now you can really only give it 2 minutes because you need to work on something else for 3 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah.
And like I said, we're talking about the thing that's dealt with and talked about and gone through these last 5 years. Like I said, Parker was talking about the creative process, mm-hmm. the financial impact that it can have on you mm-hmm. and your family, that you will have
infrastructure.
Infrastructure that you will have to delegate funds.
Oh, yeah.
You will have to delegate funds.
Absolutely.
You have to delegate effort
mm-hmm.
because you don't want this to fail. Certain things that we're doing, they cannot fail.
Failure is not an option.
Yeah, failure is not an option.
Failure is not an option.
And so when you come to think about that, you think about over this 5-year journey when we talked about just hang on. white knuckle gripping it as you hang it on.
Fingertips
so tight.
Are discolored to the point of being what, white?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because you're cutting off the blood flow to your hands.
Yeah, you're hanging on.
Because you're gripping so hard.
Yeah.
And when we talk about these type of topics, we live in this.
So speaking of living this, what's probably your worst encounter or experience or story, your horror story? What's your worst?
When the motherfucker stole from us.
You know what I was going to say?
The motherfucker stole.
Wait, which one? Oh, okay.
No, I'm talking about they stole out.
Oh, yeah. So, and I was going to say, you know what? That was probably the worst, but it was also probably one of the most insightful, one of the best learned experiences you could ever ask for. We learned so much out of that.
Yeah.
We literally learned so much out of that.
We learned a hell of a lot of stories from that. And that encounter you're talking about, that made us stronger.
It did.
It made us wiser.
It did. Now, I don't know what that con artist is doing now. I really don't care. Probably still conning.
Yeah. It made us smart.
Right. You are so right. It gave us one thing it did do was that it takes. Or I should say it like this. It took the naive lenses off.
Oh.
Like naive lenses, trash.
Yep. You saw it really for
in the trash. Was. Yeah.
You see being a business owner for what it really is.
Yeah. You see how you can be out there selling wolf tickets about you're here to help when in actuality you're going to hinder because you're here to con.
Yes.
Like it just really took, what they say? The old adage, wet behind the ears.
Yeah, you wet behind the ears.
It removed a level of infancy that was so crazy.
Yes.
But the best thing was that experience happened, but it didn't break us.
Oh, no.
Now, we know of some individuals that we believe it broke, right?
Yes.
We believe. We say believe because don't live your life.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some people didn't come back from.
Some people did not come back. So
the
I can
businesses did not
businesses,
come back.
Yeah. So I say believe because I'm giving you the perspective from outside.
Yes.
Because I can only speak on what I see.
That is so true.
And I didn't see you come back.
Nope.
So some people were broken. Some businesses were broken. Didn't break us. It taught us.
So what's one of yours?
That was literally gonna be my worst.
That's your worst. Well, at least we were saying,
That was literally the worst.
The worst thing that's happened to us.
Right. We had the best learning experiences, but it was, you know, it was rough, but it didn't break us. It didn't break us. Like, and it also made us realize that nobody's going to do for your business what you would do at the level you would do it.
And
they don't charge you a dollar amount, but it's literally probably never really going to be up to your standard or expectation. That doesn't mean that there are people out there that won't come through, right? Because they are true paid professionals. That does not mean that. What I'm saying is, in that particular instance, we did not have that experience.
Yeah. And that's even, I think, one of the main things that turned me off to virtual assistants.
Yeah, VAs, listen. Mm-mm. Okay, I'll do it myself.
Yeah, it's just like,
I'll get my second win at 10 o'clock at night and do it myself. I'm cool. And I can probably do it quicker. You're going to charge me 2, 3, 4 hours. I'm going to do it in 45 minutes.
And that just helped us start investing in the softwares and other applications.
Learning.
That can help us.
Learning on our own.
Do, yes. For our business. Do we one day want to be able to say, oh, man, you know, it's working so well for us. We can expand and bring in other people. Yes, that's any business. But for us, we always will have those ideas and those standards that you just can't be so naive.
The trust.
Yes. That you will have to make sure these people who you try to bring in, especially on the back end of your business.
Yeah. Ooh, child.
You're talking about on the back end of your business.
They got your password.
They got passwords.
Your login ID.
credit card.
That's what I was going to say. That's like banking information.
Things like that.
Stuff that they can steal, and then they can go back and sell it for profit, right?
When they don't block you out your sight, things of that nature.
It makes you really scared.
Yes. And so those are things, like say, we learned the hard way. And so we just got to understand, but we don't want to deter anybody from going into business.
Absolutely not. Just be ready if you do.
And for those who are thinking about it, Podcast The Money merch is still out there. Free 30-minute call with me and Ms. Parker. It's on the website. You just click the tab, get the calendar link, and you can sit down and talk to us and get the real better understanding of what it's like to be a business owner in this day and age.
Right.
Because we've talked about being a business owner in this day and age is different than before our time.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you know, we've learned that the hard way too. But it's also been a good journey. I don't want anybody to think
we
that
the good experiences at the front.
Yes.
We gave the not so good experience, which we shared one in 5 years that we shared on the back end.
Exactly.
And we gave you everything else in the middle.
Yep. And me and Ms. Parker just want everybody to always understand that you will be the catalyst for change in your business.
That's
you
right.
have to be that. And you have to be willing to adapt. The way we think in 2025 is not the way we thought in 2024.
No.
23.
No.
2019. 2020. Damn sure 2021, 2022. We launched in a global pandemic.
Right.
One of the worst things people ever felt you could do.
Mm-hmm.
But we had no choice.
No.
Sink or swim.
That's it.
You had to go. And we still here.
Yeah.
And we want to thank our supporters. We want y'all to know that we are still going to be appreciate y'all hooking up with us. We still want to make sure that y'all understand. We still going to bring y'all great quality products.
Absolutely.
Plenty of them on the website right now. 25% off code right now. 5ANN is the code to use at checkout. Basically just short for 5 anniversary. You know.
I was over here like, what's ANN?
Yeah, just short for 5 year anniversary. 5ANN.
Gotcha.
You can use that at the website, get your extra 25% off your total cart.
That's right.
And you know, Ms. Parker, what are some other memories? I know we talked about something in the last 5+ years. What's some other things that you, when it comes to mind, oh yeah, that you think of? Give us one to take us out.
A good memory in the last half decade.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think a really good memory was us starting podcast because it was based on our experiences. So it's not apparel related, but remember the other business venture we referenced wasn't apparel related either. The business is general.
Yes.
So it was really the podcast, being able to come on this platform and share and express and verbalize and just be open and transparent and truthful. That's that curtain we pull back.
Oh, boy, that curtain.
I like that. Yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
Hey, and Ms. Parker, I appreciate you sharing it. We appreciate y'all for tuning in with us always. Come back and check us next time.